Today, I would like to do a little bit of a different meditation with you. I want you to start by taking a pulse on where you're at right now. What kind of day you're having, what kind of week it's been, how you feel, in both mentally and physically. Good. It's always important to do this before you start, just to know where you're at and where your beginning point is. I want you to join me in that meadow that we've visited so many times. A soft, long grass meadow surrounded by trees. But this time, in the center of the meadow, there's a house. When we start at the edge of the meadows, we kick off our shoes and our socks and we walk barefoot across the grass, not following any specific path. Just slowly making our way through the grass, letting our fingertips just graze around the tips of the grass and the flowers. We're in no rush. As we're walking, I want you to take a nice, full, deep breath. Inhale through your nose, and exhale through your mouth. Let's do this one more time and just enjoy the surroundings around us. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Very nice. As we approach this little house, you notice a table beside the door. I'm going to ask you to put some things on this table before we enter this house. I'd like you to imagine each thing that you put on this table like a block of wood, just a nice square, about 6 inches by 6 inches. Every block is going to represent something that I ask you to leave behind. Now don't worry, when we're all finished, you'll have time to come back to the table and collect all your things before you leave. But just for now, just for this moment, just for this meditation, I'm going to ask you to step aside from it for a moment. The first thing I want you to visualize yourself putting on the table is all the material things that you think make up who you are. Whether it's a car or a house, even a job. All those internal values that you've associated with a material object, I want you to put up on the table. Now also your experience with meditation and your experience in who you think you are spiritually. I don't care if you've been meditating for 20 years or 2 minutes. Just put it in a block and set it up on the table. Just for this moment, give yourself permission to try something new, something unfeathered. Now, I also want you to put on other people's opinions. Who other people think you are, whether it's a mother, father, brother, sister, child, parent. Take everybody else's values of who you are, put it in a block, set it on the table. Now I also want you to put your physical body in a block and on the table. All those values that you associated with your physical being, your health, the shape that you're in, the health that you're in, your eating habits, everything that's associated with your physical body. Also put it in the block and up the table. Now the last block, I want you to put anything in there that's left over that you associate with your own value and who you are. Could be simple things, could be silly things, it doesn't really matter. There's nothing too silly or too small or too big that'll fit inside these blocks. Could be pet owner, could be recipes, could be something you're just thinking about that defines the value of who you think you are. And once we have all those blocks on the table, we want you to realize that they're safe. Again, you're more than welcome to pick them up on the way out. Just for the time that we're going to spend in this little house, they'll be kept nice and safe on this table. Now as we walk in the door, we close it behind us. I want you just to be for a moment. And realize all those things on the table that we've left outside. You currently still are someone. I want you to try to touch that point of consciousness. Allow yourself a moment to exist in that space of where you're currently hearing my words. Meditating in a chair or on a bed. There is a space of something that is left over once we leave all those things behind. There is currently a point of time where you exist with absolutely no labels, with no one telling you who you are, and even when you're not telling you who you are. This is what your true self is. This is the layer of you that cannot wither, and it cannot die, or it cannot be created. It is you. Pure, uncomplicated, and beautiful. I want you to take a moment and just try to be there in that point of time. Reject that the physical space that you're currently in, where your body is currently positioned. Look past all the physical surroundings into your mind, whether you're staring at the inside of your eyelids or imagining something. Find that space where your consciousness exists. Good. I want you to take a nice big breath in a second, and I want you to visualize the air moving around you as you breathe. As you breathe in, the air draws in towards you, and as you breathe out, the space around you expands. We're going to do this a total of 3 times. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Last one, we're going to hold at the top. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Very Now I'm going to let the music play for about 2 minutes. And I want you to try to hold space in that point that you found. Don't worry about the distractions or some random thoughts pop up. Just gently readjust and try to find that space again. And we'll see how long you can hold yourself within that space. Very good. Now I want you to take a moment and re-center yourself into where you are and who you are. As we walk over to the door, open it up to walk outside, I leave you at that little table for you to collect whatever you choose to bring back. If you choose to grab all the blocks off the table, take your time. But if you choose to leave something behind, I will take care of it and keep it safe. The choice is completely yours. And you're allowed to let go of whatever label or piece of identity that you want to. And you are also allowed to regain everything that you set down, just as promised, and to carry on. I'm going to leave the music running for a while, so feel free to take your time, enjoy the meadow, and when you're ready, make your way to the side of the meadow and open your eyes. And continue on with your day. But again, there's no rush. And the next time that you want to visit me here in the meadow, I'll be waiting.